Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon, back in the studio after a couple of weeks in Arizona.
And I'm Tony Kornheiser, back in my attic after 340 days, also in my attic.
I mean, is that going to be happy trails when you get the 365 in an attic, which we are closing in on?
We are very close. Did we start like around March 16th, 17th?
I was going to say 20th, like but that? You know, right in there.
Somewhere real close to that. I'm getting really familiar with my attic, if you know what I mean. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Lakers and Celtics struggle, a big decision for the Mariners to make, and Roy Williams walks off from his post-game press conference. But we begin today with a report by The Athletic that Russell Wilson continues to be upset at his lack of control of Seattle offense. Adam Schefter of ESPN reports that Wilson's agent has told Seattle that Wilson wants to play there, but has given them a list of four teams to which Wilson would accept a trade. Those four are Dallas, New Orleans, Vegas, and the Bears, Wilbon.
Yeah.
What do you make of this?
Russell Wilson is tired of getting beat the hell up. All the stuff about control of the offense, he doesn't need control of the offense. He needs to be upright without welts and swelling and bruises all over his body every Monday morning. And that's what this is about. And Russell Wilson, who is, you know, he seems like he's about 5 years older in football years than he is in actual years because he's been beat the hell up. At least one of those teams, the Bears, he'd be beat the hell up twice as much because they don't have an offensive line. So I don't even know. The agent has this list. It's interesting. You know, I would die and go to heaven. You know what? I'd give Russell Wilson my apartment in Chicago. He'd just use that. I'd give him the apartment and the car for free. Just come on in. Except what's he going to do with that team if they have to give up all these assets to get him? So as much as I would love that, it seems unrealistic. Tony, I don't know. The more I think about it, the more it seems like these teams are, they may shuffle the deck with quarterbacks and move them around, but there's not, is there greatness left for any of them in any of these new places they want to go?
Okay, so A, Russell Wilson would use your apartment in Chicago as a closet.
Yeah.
He'd get a much bigger apartment than you've got.
That's it. Much bigger.
B, let us look at these teams. Two of these teams right away, Chicago and Vegas, Wilson would be better than what exists there right now.
Of course.
A third team, New Orleans, if Breeze retires, he'd be better than what exists now. But the most intriguing team is Dallas because you could then sign Dak Prescott, trade Dak Prescott, even up for Russell Wilson, boom, done. Now, when the agent says Russell Wilson wants to play in Seattle, that's just lip service. That's nonsense. He wants to be out right now. In terms of what you're saying about controlling the offense and being hit a lot, he wants what Tom Brady has, but he needs to remember Tom Brady only got that when he went to Tampa Bay. He didn't have that in New England. So maybe Russell Wilson, where he lands next, he'll say, and now I want to control the offense. And in terms of getting hit a lot, Russell Wilson has just committed quarterback suicide because he blamed his offensive line. You can't go back there. He's done there, Mike. He's done. Now the question is, where is he going to land?
Okay, and are those places going to be, any one of those places going to be better than the place he is and seems to be forcing his way out, even though, you know, they say he hasn't demanded a trade? Is he going to be better off any one of those? No.
The Cowboys
were just garbage. We just saw what they were.
No. He's got a no trade, which means these are the teams he wants. Look, the reason every sports show in America opens with this every single day is because we have a system of musical chairs with quarterbacks that is almost unprecedented. Wentz is gone. Goff is gone. Stafford is gone. Wilson wants out. Watson wants out. Breeze may retire. Ben wants desperately to stay. Cam is looking for a deal. All this is circulating.
Yeah.
All of it.
To what end? To what end?
To the
end. Is anybody going to move to a better place? They're not going to be Brady. They don't have, not even Russell Wilson, who should have won two Super Bowls by now, and Ben has won two. Even they don't have the leverage. They don't have the leverage Brady had. They're not going to wind up in situations in the Super Bowl next year.
When you get Russell Wilson, you then go out, and if you need more on the offensive line, you go get it. Because you got Russell Wilson.
Do you have the assets to then go out and get the players that Russell Wilson needs to operate and function and get back to the Super Bowl?
What? You better do for the Bears what you do for Northwestern. Start greasing people on the side. Make sure it happens.
I offered up an apartment and a car. What else? Yeah. I don't have those kind of assets. We move now to the NBA's two greatest franchises getting blowed out last night. The Lakers went to Salt Lake, and as everybody knew, were going to get crushed and lost by 25. And the Celtics went to Atlanta and lost by 15, but were down as many as 27. Tony, which of these is more concerning?
Okay, so the Los Angeles Lakers, when they get Anthony Davis back, they're going to be okay.
Right.
Because he's one of the 5 or 10 best players in the world. Okay. Marcus Smart is not Anthony Davis. When he comes back, he doesn't turn around the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics are in real live trouble. They said, oh, so what, when Gordon Hayward left? Well, he went to Charlotte, where he's averaging 22 points a game. And Charlotte, at the moment, has a slightly better record than Boston. So this is a big deal. Boston has no guards. Smart isn't playing, and Kemba Walker has fallen off the table. Okay. And this is all attributable, Mike, to Kyrie Irving leaving, not signing, and it has devolved since then.
Yeah, that's true, but you're oversimplifying to the point where you're wrong. First of all, Jaylen Brown is an all-star guard. That's what Jaylen Brown is in the Celtics. I'm sorry, Jaylen Brown, he's not there? You're right. The Celtics are the problem, the much bigger problem than the Lakers. Because LeBron said, this is not going to define who we are by the end of the season. Okay, so let's get rid of the Laker part of the discussion, even though they got tattooed. We knew they were going to get tattooed by the best team right now in the league. Tony, the Celtics are the greatest disappointment in the league this season. And some of this is Danny Ainge's fault, including Kyrie. Because if LeBron says, you know what, it's time for you to go. And LeBron doesn't make those kinds of mistakes. He doesn't. He was right about Kyrie in terms of locker room chemistry, getting along. We see it didn't work in Boston. That's on Danny Ainge. They do have Jaylen Brown. And you say Marcus Smart is not AD. The Celtics, I believe, are 5-10 without Marcus Smart. He's the third most important player on that team. I didn't say third best.
Third.
I said third most important.
Third.
Okay. Maybe the second most important.
Okay.
But anyway, so they are missing him, all right? They are in some trouble because the East, it's just a big huddle of teams together, Tony. They can't separate themselves from the pack. But the Celtics do not look very good right now. I wonder if anybody's in trouble. Is there more going on than just, they're in a slump? Because I think there could be.
Well, there are people who watched that game last night who thought they quit. I just want to go to the Lakers for a second. I said it the other day. I'm going to say it again. I think they should get either Andre Drummond or Blake Griffin. I think they can all play in the absence of Anthony Davis, and I think they can play with Anthony Davis. So I think that could happen. We'll move on to another story. We'll go back to Seattle for it, but shift to baseball. You'll remember that one of the things that departed CEO Kevin Mather got in trouble for was saying out loud that the Mariners would not bring up their Uber prospect, Jared Kelnick, to start the season, because the team wanted to gain an extra year of Kelnick's service at a low salary. Wilbon, now that this has become a public relations disaster for Seattle, shouldn't they simply start the season with Kelnick?
Yeah, Tony, I don't know. I look at the team close to my heart, the Cubs. I mean, this is what happened with Chris Bryant. I mean,
this is
part of the blueprint where you can say, okay, here's what a club can do, because right now Bryant would be somewhere else already, and the Cubs at least can get something for him in a trade, you know, early in the season, midseason, whatever. But that is out there for a case in point now of a guy who was MVP of a team that won the World Series. So you have some complex issues going on. But, Tony, what bothers me about this is only one thing. Because, I mean, every team's going to have their issues. What bothers me about this continues to be executives and people who want to govern baseball teams by the numbers having more to say about the team than the manager, the on-field personnel, or even scouts or super scouts. I am bothered by that tone because they are now setting the agenda for what happens on the field, and that's bad for the, not business of baseball, but the game of baseball.
The reason this happens is because of the contentious behavior between players and owners.
No question.
And nobody trusts anybody on any level. I think they should probably start this kid, because if they don't, the MLBPA is going to kill them, and justifiably, because what Seattle is doing is, in order to avoid an economic hardship down the road, they're not going to try and win right now. Now, the case you can make for not playing the kid is that he's only had, I got the number here, he's only had 92 at-bats above single A's, 21 years old. Yeah, and he may not be ready, but Mather said that they think he's going to be a superstar. And if I hear superstar, I go to three people right away, and one of my own doing. I go to Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle and Ken Griffey Jr. and maybe the fourth one, maybe Juan Soto. Up in the majors at 19, not 21.
Right.
So if he's going to be that great, Mike, then put him in now. Put him in now and see what it is.
They want control. The key word, of course, in baseball, control. Not under contract. Control.
Let's take a break, but coming up, Roy Williams makes a candid confession following an unexpected loss.
And what's the word for Shohei Ohtani suddenly throwing like he used to?
I don't know. I think they ought to play the kid. The Nats did this with Bryce Harper to save a year, too.
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by AT&T 5G.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I'm great with words. For instance, did you know you can't spell Kornheiser without the word hero? What's first?
Roy Williams should feel blank about scheduling and then losing to Marquette.
All right, my word is caught, but let me give you the backstory here. 4 days ago, North Carolina scheduled Marquette, an obvious ploy to beat them and burnish their reputation for the NCAAs. Right, so that's what this is about. And I'll give you my opinion on this, but first let's hear from Ole Roy.
What would you say to Carolina fans who are questioning whether or not it made sense to schedule this game considering the result?
Well, if I'd known we were going to lose, God Almighty, I wouldn't schedule the thing. Come on, we can't operate in damn hindsight, God Almighty. If you'd told me we were going to lose, hell yeah, we wouldn't have played the game. If you'd told me we were going to beat the Lakers, I'd have scheduled them. Carolina fans, they're not that dumb. If they are, I got no answers for them.
I love that. I love that.
All right, so
love Roy.
So I use the word caught because Roy had his hands in the cookie jar when the lights came on. He thought he'd beat this team easily. I'm going to tell you the truth, Mike. I landed on this game last night, and I actually believed it was from a different year because it's so late in the season. I couldn't believe that you could play an interconference game like that, and they should have beat Marquette. Beat them, and Marquette's next to last in the Big East.
Old Roy should feel unapologetic. This isn't like the SEC football schools all scheduling Samford when they get a break and they don't want to be in the SEC. Let's play Samford. This isn't that. Marquette has basketball history. Marquette's been to the Final Four 3 times. Marquette has a national championship. The last time there was a men's basketball NCAA tournament, you know who was in the damn tournament? Marquette. Roy's not stupid. There's risk. If you're going to impress the committee, you got to play a team worth beating. They couldn't beat Marquette. North Carolina isn't any good this year. I love that, by the way. The question, I hate these questions to start. What would you say to the fans of? Really? There's a gesture I would give. I wouldn't say anything to any of the fans. Stop asking that.
Yeah. This is not the gesture.
That's
we'll
not
go
it.
Next. That was a quad three loss, by the way. Next.
It's blank that Shohei Ohtani threw 97 in live batting practice.
It's encouraging. Last year was a disaster for Ohtani. He had come back from Tommy John, and he only had two starts. He only got five outs. He got hurt right away. He didn't hit it all. Mike, he batted 190. His ERA was 37.80. Not exactly Babe Ruth. Shout out Babe Ruth. This time, they're going to let him hit and let him pitch. Joe Maddon, this is a direct quote from your boy. The rules are there aren't going to be any rules. They want a two-way player, and if he can hit 97, you know, pitch and batting practice, maybe that's a great sign that last year was just a fluke.
A lot of guys have looked impressive in batting practice. And then they get on the mound and they're constantly doing this.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, it's a throwback. There's no question. You want to hit that on the gun, all right? So it's a throwback to what we know Ohtani has done. Glad you brought up Babe Ruth, because right now he's neither side of Ruth. One of the greatest pitchers of the first 35 years of Major League Baseball, or the hitter that they thought they were going to be getting while his arm was recuperating. But throwback, hitting 97 is worth something. Let's not go crazy, though.
Once again, shout out Babe Ruth. That's it. You can't spell Wilbon without the word blow. Let's take one last break, but still to come, Myles Garrett released a video showing off his basketball skills. Should his hometown Mavs be interested?
As in, Wilbon can blow it past you even at 60-plus years old. How about that? Devin Booker gets the All-Star nod he deserves. Luckily, that
didn't
take
long. Of course you can, because I'm 70-plus years old. If you can't get it by me, get off the mound, old man.
How much you think you can hit on the gun right now, tonight?
40? I don't know.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21-plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 57th birthday, Don Majkowski. What a great nickname, the Magic Man, because of how his name is spelled, M-A-J-K. Majkowski was the last big-time starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers before Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers reminded Green Bay what big time really was. Majkowski made the Pro Bowl in 1989 after leading the NFL in passing yards, and he's in the Packers Hall of Fame. He started 57 games for the Packers from 1987 to 1992, going 22-26-1 in those games, throwing an equal amount of touchdowns and interceptions, 56. In the third game of the 1992 season, Majkowski, he tore a ligament in his ankle. He was going to be out for 4 weeks. Mike Holmgren put in Brett Favre, who ultimately led his team 92 yards down the field and threw a game-winning touchdown pass with 13 seconds left. And that, as they say, was all she wrote for Don Majkowski. But happy birthday.
Well, he was Wally Pipp. I mean, he got Garrett. He never got back in the lineup. Maybe that's why he's in the Hall of Fame. 22-26 gets you in the Hall of Fame. But I don't want to disparage him. I covered some of his games at the University of Virginia, where he was a terrific college quarterback, and good for him.
Yes, good for him, and happy birthday. Happy anniversary, Jerry Jones. On this day 32 years ago, Jerry bought the Dallas Cowboys for $140 million and immediately fired Tom Landry, the Super Bowl-winning coach who'd been the Cowboys' head coach since their inception in 1960. People went crazy. You can't fire Tom Landry. But Jerry brought in his college teammate at Arkansas, Jimmy Johnson, and the criticism soon stopped. Johnson coached Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, and Troy Aikman to a celestial level of success. Jerry brought glitz and glamour to the Cowboys. He's a tireless self-promoter, but the promotions worked. The Cowboys became the most valued, most recognized, most loved, and most hated team in American sports. Jerry built a fantastic stadium and dragged the rest of the NFL owners to financial dominance. And by the way, the Cowboys are now valued at $5.5 billion.
Tony, I was in the building that day when Jerry threw out Tom Landry in Dallas, a covering for the Washington Post. He had to be the most hated man in Texas that day because he threw Tom Landry out. It was like the end of the world had come to Dallas, and you could not see it turning 180 degrees that day. But Jerry, to his credit, he turned it.
Happy trails to a game-tying three for Devin Booker. On the day that Booker was named by Adam Silver to the All-Star game as a replacement for the injured Anthony Davis, Booker did not get a foul call in what turned out to be Phoenix's last shot
and lost
to Charlotte. Gordon Hayward appeared to have gotten away with a three-shot foul
and
walked off the court winning with his arms high in the air. Now, you could argue the Suns didn't deserve to tie after blowing a 17-point lead, but that looked like a foul. Chris Paul, whom Booker will now join in the All-Star game, said, quote, "That was damn sure a foul," unquote. Booker finished the game with 33 points, but probably should have had shots at 34, 35, and 36.
Yeah, they shouldn't have blown that 17-point lead, Tone. That's a foul. Devin Booker's not going to have a 7-foot air ball in a situation like that. And he's an 85% foul shooter. He's going to hit the free throws. It's going to be overtime. The Suns are going to win. They stole a game from my man Book.
Quick to the big finish, Myles Garrett tweeted at Mark Cuban, quote, "You need a big guard," unquote, then released a video showing off his basketball skills. Should the Mavs be intrigued?
No, they could use a big because Porzingis doesn't play that way. They could use Drummond. They really could. Deshaun Watson tweeted, quote, "Loyalty is everything. Don't you ever forget it," close quote. What do you read into that, Mr. T. Leaves?
He wants to leave. Come on, even after talking with David Culley, he wants to leave. Vlad Jr., the Blue Jays, says he feels stronger and quicker after losing 42 pounds. Big year ahead.
He needs a Subway commercial or Jenny Craig or something. Can you have a big year after you lose that much weight that quickly? The NFL Network says the trade market for Marcus Mariota has dried up. You surprised?
They'll release him and 12 teams will jump on him. Last one, number 9, Iowa. At number 3, Michigan. Will Michigan keep it rolling?
I think Michigan will, Tony. Is that kid Garza, how good do you think he is? Is he like a baby Lambeer, like I think?
Murray School graduate, baby. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
Did you know it was Eric Rideholm's birthday today? Do you want
Eric,
to wish him happy birthday
nickels?
Or just bag
it?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.